A raggedy brown robe draped past his shoulders to his feet, where he wore thick brown leather boots. He walked with the aid of a tall, thick, wooden, bark-hued staff, and seemed to be made of hardened wood which nearly resembled glass. The tip of the weapon, as Siren saw it, had five curled limbs, which reminded him of fingers clawing for an unknown object. Siren clenched the hilt of his claymore, watching wearily as the old man approached him, radiant orange eyes glowing brighter with each step.
"Put that blade away, you fool," the old man said.
"Who are you?" Siren asked, staring deep into the man's demonic orange eyes.
"Someone who is much more attractive and much smarter than you are," the old man said with a gravelly voice.
"You're asking for it, old man."
Siren's eyes narrowed in frustration.
"No, if I were asking for it, I would simply ask. However, you may call me Carseeles," he said, folding his arms over his staff and grinning with lowered eyebrows.
"You must be wandering in the wrong forest. There are Dreyecs all through here,"
Siren said in an attempt to frighten him off. Carseeles kept his smile.
"You underestimate me, boy. Besides being more attractive and smarter than you, I'm also exceedingly stronger."
Siren grew tired of the old man now, and the way he talked without the slightest hint of respect in his voice. He studied the man's face, full of hard lines, a strong, rounded jaw, swirling flames of orange for eyes, and, although he seemed aged, his wrinkles made him appear more wise than old.
"What do you want?"
Siren asked, growing weary of the old man and ready to be on his way.
"Some help. I'm looking for someone to start a war, and I found you. That is a lovely horse. I haven't seen one with black and white stripes before, especially so large," he said.
Siren turned to see his black and white striped stallion approaching, saddle and bag secured tightly, the mighty steed apparently oblivious to the old man. It nuzzled its cheek against Siren's palm, which the warrior stroked before climbing atop the magnificent beast.
"He's one of a kind."
He glanced away from his horse to the old man.
"I want no part of any war," Siren said.
"I'm afraid it's too late."
Carseeles' eyes wandered off, as if searching for something. Siren began to wonder what the old man went on about, but before he came to an answer, four Dreyecs jumped out from the trees with axes raised. He raised his claymore to block an incoming blow at the same time. Carseeles raised his staff, blocking the strike of the axe. Siren found it strange when the axe didn't slice through the wood, but the old man blocked it, creating sparks with his staff, as if it were metal. Carseeles swiftly moved his staff with ease, blocking every strike by the Dreyecs and adding offensive parries of his own at an ungodly speed. Siren, already in a weakened state, had a tough time battling the Dreyecs. They outmaneuvered him, and then one struck him in the knee, causing him to fall off his horse. Siren continued to fight from a kneeling position, overcoming a Dreyek to strike it down. As he did, an incoming blow came from behind. He wasn't fast enough to catch the strike. An axe sank into his shoulder, forcing him to fall flat on the ground, his face in the dirt. Siren tasted crunchy leaves, with a bit of blood in his mouth. Carseeles slew his Dreyek before raising his staff to point at the last two creatures by the warrior. Siren rolled over to stare at the two lizards above him as a swirl of orange flame escaped the tip of Carseeles' cane to toss the two Dreyecs at lightning speed into a thick tree. Their piercing screams were the last sounds of their existence. Carseeles gimped over to Siren, offering his hand. The fallen warrior hesitated. Sighing deeply, Siren accepted the help and got to his feet with the old man's aid. He glanced around to see four dead Dreyecs, and his eye twitched when he studied Carseeles.
"What are you?"